it's a lovely thing that some of these younger children have chosen to dress up in some clothes. Would you like to come up and give us a little bit of a twirl? We've got some lovely princesses here. Because this morning we're going to be talking all about clothes. Lovely. If any other small children would like to put them on, please feel free. Adults, unfortunately, they won't fit us. So you might get a little bit stuck. But yes, we're going to be talking about clothes, because clothes are much more than just something practical to help keep us warm. They can sometimes help tell us a little bit about the person who is wearing them. So we might be able to tell what somebody's job is by the clothes that they wear. So I wonder who these first people might be. If you look up to the screens, who is that? Can anyone tell me? Hands up, you can shout out. It's the police. Yes, we've got some police officers there. And who have we got next? Astronauts. And next we have a doctor. And also, here we go, a builder. We might have some other jobs might also have a certain uniform or a dress code. If you work in Sainsbury's, you're going to be wearing your Sainsbury's uniform. If you go to school, you might also wear a uniform for your school that you go to. And our lovely brownies and guides are in their uniforms, and we can tell who they are by the clothes that they wear. But our clothes might also be able to tell us what activity that we're going to do. If we do certain things, particularly if we do certain sport, we need to wear particular clothes. So I wonder if you can help work out what they're doing in these pictures. Skiing, you definitely need to wear certain things for skiing. Who's scuba diver? Yes.
Football.
Oh, a lot of people know that. Yeah, football. The stick, also a racing car driver. And someone going cycling. We need to wear certain things. Wow, did you wear your helmet, Ava? Ava says she came on her bike to church and you had to wear your helmet because it helps keep you safe. So there's certain reasons why we wear certain clothes for these jobs. The clothes we wear might also tell us the situation that is going on around us. So for instance, when we had the snow last week, who enjoyed the snow last week? All the children's hands are up. Not many of the adults' hands are up. I think that is quite true. You might have looked a little bit like this lady here. You're wearing your hat, your scarf, your gloves, your warm coat, maybe your special snow boots or wellies to help keep you warm. You would not be wearing them if you are on the beach in the middle of a hot summer's day. You'd be a little bit overdressed, and maybe you would look a little bit more like Teddy is when he's going swimming. And this next person, when do you think you might find somebody wearing these clothes? Lawrence. When it's raining, yes, if it's raining, you're going to have your umbrella, your wellies, your raincoat. They tell you what is happening around you. And clothes can sometimes also tell us what people may like. They may show us the places they've been. We might even think we can guess how somebody might act depending on the clothes that they wear. So maybe you have a t-shirt with your favourite character on. Does any other children like Paw Patrol?
Me.
A few of the children. Maybe you've got a t-shirt with your favourite band or like a band tour that you've been on. Perhaps you've got souvenirs from places you've been. The classic iHeart New York t-shirt. But we also might be able to guess how someone may act if they're wearing certain clothes or dressed in a particular style. So this lady might be... Any guesses? a hippie, so there might be lots about loving and caring for the world. Next we have a punk, might be a bit anti-establishment there. And lastly, we've got an emo. They might be like very emotional, quite a lot of angst and stuff going on. So you might be able to make a judgment or a guess about how they might act depending on what they wear. So you can see that the clothes we wear are very important. And in our reading earlier, Paul tells us that we should be clothed with certain things. Now these aren't actual clothes that we put on. He doesn't say you must always wear a jumper when it's cold out. He's saying we need to be clothed with characteristics. So these are the clothes that we've got here. We have got tender-hearted mercy or compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, forgiveness, love, peace, and thankfulness. What Paul is talking about by meaning being clothed with these things, it means surrounding ourselves with these things so that when people look at us, it's what they see. They see us being loving, maybe when somebody isn't very nice to us. Or they see us forgive that person when they've hurt us. They see us offering kindness, even if it means we sacrifice something for ourselves. They see us being patient, even if we may have the right to be angry. And they see us being thankful, even if life is tough. It's no coincidence that we have this reading today on Mothering Sunday, as all of these attributes are associated with motherhood. If any of you have spent much time around small children, maybe as a parent, grandparent, aunt or uncle, or family friend, you know it can require much patience especially. But the whole list of characteristics are important. But from our reading, Paul is telling us that they are important for another reason. We are to be clothed with these things, to show these things off, because we are the holy people God loves. They show where we belong, that we are part of God's family. We are a representative of the Lord Jesus, as it said in our reading. And some of you may have even noticed that several of these qualities are also fruits of the Spirit. Here are all the fruits of the Spirit. And these fruits are attributes that flow out of us when we are filled with God's Holy Spirit. And they make us more and more like our perfect parent, who is God. We start to show off the family resemblance. Just like children may reflect their parents in the way they act or the phrases they say, as well as physical similarities, we too show off that we are God's children. And we are all God's children, and He loves us immensely. The love we receive from God is unconditional, and He is the ultimate perfect parent to us. So by surrounding ourselves with these things, by clothing ourselves in these, we are showing that we belong to God, and we are sharing God's love and characteristics with those around us. Now, we're going to take a moment to have a time of reflection. In a minute, some paper hearts are going to be given out, as well as pens. And these paper hearts are for you to take away. And you want to think about one of three things. So one, maybe there is somebody that you're really, really thankful for. It could be your mum or another family member, It might be a friend or a colleague or a teacher or someone who has really supported and encouraged you and been there for you when you needed it. And maybe you would like to take a moment to think of all the things they've done for you and to thank God for them. Secondly, maybe there is a relationship or a situation you know where things are hard. You find it hard to live out all these different characteristics in that. And maybe you want to ask God to help you in that. We know that when we ask God for things, He loves to help us. And maybe there's something that you want to reflect on there and you recognise that we need to change and we can ask God to help us. Or thirdly, maybe you would just love to have one of these clothes, one of these characteristics more in your life. Maybe it's to see more peace or more compassion or to be thankful more. And you can take a moment and to ask God to help fill you up with that. Eden is going to come and play for us quietly while we do this for a few minutes. And then we're going to have a time of prayer, bring it to a close.